In Butte County, California, at least 12 people have died in a wildfire there called the Bear Fire. It has forced the evacuation of parts of Paradise. Remember, this is a town almost entirely destroyed by the Camp Fire in 2018. That fire killed 85 people. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports many survivors of that fire are now reliving the horror.
Linda Oslin and her husband lost everything in the campfire. She's in her 70s, he's in his 80s, and they couldn't imagine rebuilding in Paradise. So they moved down the mountain to a property near Oroville, California, they thought would be safer. But they've since evacuated three separate times from wildfires, including now from the Bear Fire.
And every incident, I organize a little more.
So when the Bear Fire was burning whole communities near them, they didn't wait for the official evacuation call. They left. I mean, people died because they couldn't get out of Paradise back in 2018.
Knowing how evacuation traffic can go, and we were stuck in it in the campfire, I said, let's finish packing the vehicle, secure everything, and just leave.
Now, this go-around, they're pretty sure their house is okay, but they have no idea when they'll get to go home. They're actually staying again with the same friends who took them in after their harrowing campfire escape. And all of this, the dense smell of smoke, the fire, the evacuation, it triggers trauma.
Well, we're doing okay. We do have our share of PTSD at times.
Researchers were only just starting to get a handle on the cumulative effects of PTSD among campfire survivors, ranging from depression, anxiety, lack of sleep, usually triggered by even just the smallest things like the smell of smoke. UC Davis public health professor Irva Hertz-Picciotto has spent much of the past 2 years interviewing Californians traumatized by wildfires.
It's hard to imagine another fire not being a trigger for a lot of people.
Hertz-Picciotto hopes her research will give policymakers a better sense of how to help people recover from disasters. And she's researched a lot of them, but wildfires are starting to set themselves apart. These aren't just one-time big traumatic events for a place.
Now that we're in a situation where we can now expect this kind of on an annual basis, that strikes me as really an even bigger problem than other disaster, like, okay, the earthquake happened or the volcano or the flood or whatever, and we had to rebuild.
Hertz-Picciotto says we need to build back up our infrastructure so that wildfire survivors know they'll have things like safe temporary housing and mental health support, which was lacking after the 2018 fires. Researchers like her also say bad wildfires like these on the West Coast are the latest signal that maybe we shouldn't be rebuilding or encouraging more development in places we know will burn. And herein lies one of the biggest and thorniest issues facing the West and many other parts of the country in this era of climate change. Many people are living in high fire risk areas in California and Oregon in particular because it's the only place they can afford to. This quandary weighs on Linda Oslin's mind all the time. She and her husband intentionally looked for a place to live that wasn't in the woods. They have 3 acres of open pasture. They cleared out all the trees around their house and even rebuilt the driveway so emergency vehicles can get in. And yet, here they are evacuated, and they could lose their home again.
It appears that if you live in California, you really have no choice. It does not matter any longer where you live.
So Oslin says she and her husband are focused on what they think they can control. She wants everyone listening to know that they should prepare and be ready for disasters that are only going to get worse.
You need to be just cognizant of that and prepared. Just have a go bag. The one thing that saved our bacon was having all of our important papers.
Having those papers may save them again should the Bear Fire do the unthinkable in 2020. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.